Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, I'm just going to admit that I was in a little bit of a Bee Gees mood today.
Love it!
We got this song, Tragedy. We have Sue's News coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Also, as I mentioned, Paul Hall and entertainment. I've really gotten into, and I know, Jane, you have watched at least a couple episodes of the new John Hamm show on Apple TV Plus, which is called Your Friends and Neighbors. I'm quite a fan of it so far. I will say this, though. I've watched a few shows on Max, on Apple TV Plus, on all the formats, where I've really liked the first couple, three episodes, and then it falls apart.
That's depressing.
Well, yeah, it does happen.
I don't think it will.
I think it's pretty strong, and we'll talk with Paul about that because I think he's seen a few more episodes than you and I. We have Cusimano coming up as well. In the next hour, John O'Leary, who is awesome, local story. He, of course, set himself on fire, literally almost killed himself. His story, though, has been really, really amazing, inspirational, and Jack Buck played a big role in his recovery, the legendary Cardinals announcer. William H. Macy is playing Jack Buck in the movie. John Corbett is one of the other actors, and Joel Courtney as well. I like John Corbett. So John's coming up in the next hour. We have Brad Young who's going to swing in for a second segment because he was on the roundtable. Jane, you sent me something. I don't even know where this is, but there's some sign wars going on between some fast food restaurants like McDonald's and is it Dairy Queen or Wendy's?
Dairy Queen.
And we don't know. Do we know where this is?
No.
Because
I don't.
You have a YouTube video here and like a news,
it's
news
hilarious.
Feed, but it says Missouri, but I don't see anything related to Missouri. It looks like the gas cost $4.32 in whatever city this is.
So it was probably a bit ago.
Maybe it was.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, you know what?
That's
Way. Look, that's what it says. It says 2 years ago. See, this happens every once in a while. So we've had it happen in the last couple of weeks.
We have.
Something sort of repopulates. I did this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I tweeted something out, and then I immediately realized that it was something that was older. So I, untweeted
yes.
it, whatever you would say.
Deleted.
But let me say something about gas prices real quick, because I traveled to the great state of Illinois last weekend, right?
I'll tell you what. You have to plan so that you don't have to buy gas in Illinois.
You do.
Yes.
Yes.
And here's my point. So I didn't plan, and I, am starting to come back on Sunday, and I had filled up here before we left, but I still had gas, one tank, you know, still some left over. But then I stop at a station. Now, look, I'm going to admit something here. I have to put premium in my car, right? So if you put premium in your car, you might not be the best person to complain about gas prices, right?
Yes, that is true.
So I'm going to stipulate that.
Okay, that's fair.
But I'm just saying, I'm paying, it's jarring when I'm paying $1 more per gallon. $1, if
just
not more.
Just across the river.
Just across the river. Yep. At two different gas stations. Now, mind
is it
you,
well, our gas tax is like the lowest in the country.
Well, that's
it's
part
really
of it.
It's really low. Yes.
Now, these were also places, as we know, if they're right off the highway, they're going to get you. But where I'm paying $3.40, $3.44, I was paying $4.69.
Oh, that's
for,
a lot.
For a premium. Yeah, outrageous. I thought so, too.
I wonder how many Illinois residents come over here
just to
get gas.
Oh, I'm sure they do. That work here do.
And just like all the Missourians go over to Illinois. Is it or is it the other way around? No, they come to Missouri to get our cigarettes too because we have the lowest cigarette
tax.
Well,
and they also make sure that their cars are licensed in Illinois. They flip it around because then they don't have to pay our property taxes, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a system, people. Yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to work it.
But that was just kind of jarring because I didn't expect there to be that much of a difference. But God bless you, Illinois. That's what happens. All right, you ready for Sue's News on Friday?
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Hey, and thank you to Fred, our Hall of Famer.
Yay. Uh-oh.
Who let me know that today
Hello,
is...
Hello, Fred Bottenheimer over there,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, did you see what Kenny Wallace put up on the X, formerly Twitter, that he's talking to his mother? Oh, my... She could not be cuter.
Okay, we need to get him on it. Early
you have got to watch it. She is adorable.
I will say this, and I don't know if he's received it yet. I believe that it is in the United States Postal Service. His Sue's News shirt is on the way.
Oh.
It was a little delayed. I meant to send it to him like 2 weeks ago when you came out with him. Yeah. But I put my wife in charge, and I think he's going to get a shirt. And I would expect that Kenny will put that thing on and take a picture and throw it up on Twitter right away.
That's
so
awesome.
We'll know.
So that would be very sweet. Okay, well, it's Superman Day. Happy Superman Day. Today's Superman is 87. The comic debuted on this day in history in 1938. And you know what? They've got James Gunn. There's a new Superman movie coming out on July 11th. So they're going to do it all over again.
I'm glad that you mentioned that James Gunn is a part of this because he has been tweeting about Superman all day because it's Superman Day. And if you don't follow James, who is from St. Louis, he's a great follow on the X, formerly Twitter. He's got a bunch of the artwork up from Superman. He talks about some of the casting and the casting decisions. He's very engaged in what he does in his movie making. And it's interesting. The one thing that I will say, because I've met James before, and we all kind of remember people from yesteryear, he's got like a white beard now, and he looks like his age. I guess he's old like the rest of us, but I never envisioned him like that,
Yeah, I get that.
But I'm excited, and I'm not even a big Superman guy, but I'm a big James Gunn fan. That's what I'll say.
I remember buying a People magazine, possibly the first one I ever did, when Christopher Reeve was on the cover, because he was Superman.
He was Superman.
I was in love with him.
That's right.
Did you ever watch the Christopher Reeve documentary?
No, I need to do
it's
that.
Good.
Wonderful.
It's really good.
All right.
It's a nice tribute.
On this day in history, 102 years ago, in 1923, the first game was played at Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-1. But here's why I bring it up. Babe Ruth, of course, hit the stadium's first home run. Two men were arrested for scalping. Ooh. One tried to sell his $1.10 ticket for $1.25.
Oh, the scandal.
The scandal.
Wow.
The horror and the scandal.
That's hilarious.
That just made me laugh. The other one wanted $1.50, so he's just completely off the rails. And 91 years ago in 1934 is when the first laundromat opened. And it opened in Fort Worth, Texas, randomly.
Brilliant.
I have no idea why.
Brilliant.
And then 59 years ago today, we have the music, because anything with that mentions Julie Andrews, I love it. And this was Sound of Music. It's when it won Best Picture.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Fred, where do you stand on the Sound of Music, Fred? What's your position on the Sound of Music?
I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, I could leave it.
I can't even tell you. This is blasphemy.
I made a decision. I can leave it.
Blasphemy.
You will be struck.
Yes, you will.
Don't you think this is a divide of the genders a little bit? I mean, if we're being honest...
You know
I don't
what?
Know.
I gotta
I don't
say
know.
This. There's been a book about The Sound of Music, a beautiful table, you know, coffee table book that's been out in the lobby for like anyone to take.
Really?
For like a year.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Is that up for grabs?
Jane and I are going to run out there and split it.
You mean it's like in our lobby right now?
It's somewhere out
there.
Okay. The fact that you know that is very impressive.
It is impressive. But it won Best Picture in 1966. Now, listen, the last history of the Louis Sue was the history of the Skouras brothers, who were from Greece, stayed in St. Louis, and they bought theaters and became film and producing magnates. And they had something to do with this. One of the Skouras brothers actually saw the play, loved it, and got the movie made.
Oh, that's cool.
She can sing like no other.
I know I will hear.
I mean, I love Mary Poppins.
I'm gonna watch it tonight,
too.
How do you feel
about Mary Poppins? Are you gonna dog that too?
Yeah, please.
I like Mary Poppins better than Sound of Music.
I can't even speak.
You can't even say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You couldn't right there. supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. See, I can do that.
Precocious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I messed up the word.
Well,
sorry.
I think possibly
different
both ways.
Verses.
Yeah, it's different verses.
Okay, thank you, Sue.
57% of adults wish they could get in on an Easter egg hunt. You know what? I might be one of those. I hate to say that out loud, but it would be kind of fun.
Oh, no way. I think it's awesome.
Thank you, Jay.
Candy, money. I mean,
kidding. Sign me up.
Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Hide it. You find stuff. Who doesn't love it?
I think we should put teenagers in there and then knock them over.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well,
wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
I love that idea.
We're going to do that next year.
Yes.
Remind us of the doggy Easter egg hunt.
Thank you for that, Fred. There is one tomorrow. It's in Ladue at the Treats Unleashed. And there's a dog Easter egg hunt. I've taken my pups before, but it's a fundraiser for St. Louis English Bulldog Rescue. It is a hoot. Any dog of any breed can do it. We hide the eggs, and they all have treats in them, and they go out and get it. It's really adorable.
Can I tell you something to bring the mood down? Just because you know him and you know the dog. My friend Ricky in Las Vegas, his bulldog, Samson, is going to have to be put to sleep today. He's been having a lot of problems, and he was at the vet, emergency visit a couple weeks ago, and they had to take him again this morning, and it was not good news. He's 8. That's on the upper end of a 7, I think.
I'm
upper
so
end of a bulldog,
sorry to hear
right?
That.
Yeah, not. And he just lost a French bulldog too. So not. Yeah. You know
I'm
how
so
tough
sorry.
That is, especially losing back to back.
I don't even know what to say. That's awful. But thanks for bringing that up, Fred. It is tomorrow. There's a 9:30, but you can go online and find out
about it. Do we think the rain is going to be...
It's rain or shine, Mark.
Okay.
So
all right.
If somebody would show up, I'd appreciate it because I have to volunteer the whole day.
Oh, God.
I just got a text last night from the Imperial Animal Hospital wishing Luna a happy welcome to your senior years.
I don't know if I love that.
And I know. And then I guess she turned 9.
Is she on Medicare now?
No, but she should be because they gave me a list of all the tests that she should have at this age. And it's like
Good Lord.
I wouldn't even do for myself.
Right.
Right?
It's crazy.
My girl is 15.
Wow, see, that's great.
And she is jumping on the couch. She's spry. It's amazing. She's 13 pounds.
The little ones do tend to.
Yeah.
Egg hunts are only our second favorite Easter tradition. Spending time with family is number one. Isn't that sweet?
Okay.
Easter brunch or Easter dinner is third, and 53% of Americans will also dye Easter eggs. Did you do that, Mark? You're the youngster father.
We don't do it anymore. We do the cheat, the plastic ones.
Though
Alexa might still do some this weekend. We'll have to see.
It's kind of fun.
They're so damn expensive, you can't afford them, though.
Well,
right?
There is
Biden
that.
Left Wait us with expensive eggs.
Are you
eggs.
Governor Hochul?
Yeah, right. I do have a question, though.
Yes.
Maybe I ask this every year, but where does the room stand on hams?
Nope.
Okay. I am anti-ham.
Totally
anti-ham.
With you.
Yeah, I don't
know. There's two of us who are anti-ham.
I like honey-baked ham. That's the only ham
I'm very pro-ham.
Yeah. You are?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is like
just
the country.
Just put salt in my veins.
It is.
It's split. It's divided like the country.
It's divided
half
like the country.
But what do you have?
Well, I certainly don't have ham.
Anything but
ham.
Or turkey, or sometimes you can have just a nice rib roast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pro meat.
Jane, I'll tell you this. We have not made a decision. It's just Becky and me and Alexa and her aunt. My son's in town, but he'll be with his mom on Saturday. So or Sunday. We're not really making. It's not that big of a deal, I guess, for the meal. And we,
my
none
sister
of us like
does
ham.
A brunch. And
now I will eat a brunch.
A brunch. Yes.
Well, see, that sounds great.
But there's ham involved.
What time and address?
It's in Cuba, Missouri. Yeah, it's like a bit of a drive.
Are you going there?
Yeah.
We're going to Grafton to a brunch thing tomorrow.
I love brunch. Sorry, is the Sunday. Best. Brunch is the best.
Totally agree. Easter Sunday is the most popular church day of the year. If you thought Christmas Eve was it, nope, it's Easter. And then it's followed by Mother's Day, just making mom happy by going to church.
I didn't know that.
Easter greeting cards are a big deal. And if you couldn't find one you liked, that's on you, because Hallmark has 273 different Easter cards this year.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? I did not know that was such a big deal.
273.
Yes. I'm not spending let me ask this question. $5
right.
for an Easter card.
I was going to say, Jane, many of them are priced under $5? Probably two.
We don't they have like the dollar card? That's about my speed.
I think they're like two for a dollar.
Okay,
well,
Fred.
You follow Fred if you want that.
That's where I want. That's what I want.
We will spend $24 billion on Easter this year. And when you factor in everything like eggs, candy, gifts, clothes, the average spent is $189. Maybe if there's food, maybe if you're going out somewhere. Otherwise, that seems really high.
Jane, how much do you spend on
candy?
Yeah,
Easter is bad because I really like it. The Peeps, the jelly beans, the
man,
suckers.
I saw a display of Peeps at Walmart that was
all
just
different
incredible.
Flavors.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, every
See?
Flavor.
And
was
I've
there.
Tasted them almost. I think I've tasted almost all of them. The chocolate pudding, thumbs up.
Oh, that was your favorite. That's
it was
that?
One of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy on the East Coast, a grandpa, who came up with the idea for Easter of using Peeps as a hot dog bun. So they were selling that at their store, a hot dog on a Peeps. Please, thank you.
I think even Jane would.
That's a no.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. Just
even
melt.
I. Yeah, I, yes. And even I just like that. That's a bridge too far.
It just sounds disgusting to me. It's
milk,
called Lexi's
do
Road
that.
Dogs, if you are interested in that sort of thing. Road seems to be perfect there.
Road Hill.
Dolly Parton is announced. She's announced that she's releasing a new book called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage.
Aww.
That's sure to look good on your coffee table if you want to see that. Fred, would you buy that? That's not your thing.
No.
The book will feature personal stories from Dolly as well as 350 color photos, an 8-page gatefold listing her lifetime performances. It will come out on November 11th.
Look, maybe this is in the works as well, but somebody needs to do a documentary on
that.
Well, look at documentary. She's
right.
Got
She's
so much
prolific.
In her story.
Her songwriting.
You're right. And they could footage. They would have so much.
Oh,
I'm
I would
guessing
watch that
someone's
in a
working
heartbeat.
On that.
Okay, Netflix, get on that.
I get blown away when I think of people who like big name stars that have written songs for other people that
Carole
are huge.
Carole King.
Yeah,
like,
Carole
King. Wow, how could you give that song up?
I know.
I mean, did you ever see Beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea all the songs that she had written when
it's
she was
amazing.
Young. And she, I mean, she
Oh, Carole King?
Yeah.
I think I saw that at the Fox.
And she was on Gilmore Girls. Let's not forget that. There are 63 national parks in the U.S., but some are more popular than others. And the National Park Service just shared which places were visited most in 2024. All right, number 10 was Glacier National Park in Montana. Grand Teton, I really want to go there, in Wyoming. Number 8, Olympic National Park in Washington State. Acadia in Maine. Yosemite was 6th.
Wow.
Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado, 5. Yellowstone, number 4. Grand Canyon, number 3. Oh, it's awesome. Zion National Park is also awesome. That is the second one.
Where
is that
Zion
right?
Again? Where is that again?
That is out west in Utah.
Okay.
And the number one is the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in North Carolina and Tennessee. I guess it's probably the easiest to get to.
I was going to say, some of them are just easier to get.
That's a good one.
You have
I'm
to
so
get reservations
ashamed.
And stuff. And
I'm so ashamed. I don't know that I've been to any of those.
Wow. I think
seriously?
Been to like 6 of them. Yeah.
I've never been to the Smoky Mountains, and it's ridiculous because we're so close. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a great trip.
Yeah, that's a really good trip. And Zion is great. So is the Grand Canyon. It's really awesome. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Why did I bring this up? It reminded me, I can't remember who I was talking to about this, but here we go. Penguins have knees.
They do?
Their legs, Jane, just look super short because most of their leg bones are covered in feathers. But they have knees.
Okay. That is wow.
Oh,
it's kind of making my brain hurt.
Well, I talked to Tricia. She took Bernie, and he loved the penguins.
Of course. How do you not love a penguin?
And I don't know. She knew.
I can't see the knees. I'm looking at pictures, and I can't
see. It's because they're under the feathers.
Oh,
I just have to close the loop here on Sound of Music, because as we're talking about that, I get a text message from a friend of mine who I went to high school with. We're still friends, Dirk Ellsprom and Tarleton Corporation. Great company, although this might put him into question. He says The Sound of Music is the all-time best movie, hands down.
Absolutely.
100%, way to go, Dirk.
No question about
it. Yes, yes.
Apparently,
we watch it once a
Dirk
year.
Has transitioned. I don't know. I must have missed the email on that chick flick. We're coming back.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Frank Cusumano coming up in a little bit. We're going to get excited about the Blues series against the Jets. We'll talk a little Cardinals baseball. They did drop the first of the series with the Mets, but the Cardinals are winning series right now, and that's very, very important. Paul Hall on entertainment, as we usually do on a Friday, is going to start with this movie called Sneaks.
Once a year, sneakerheads come together for the largest convention this side of the Hudson River.
The Sneakerhead Gala.
Congratulations to our winner.
I got the ticket. I won.
These shoes, they're going to change everything.
Stay right here.
A foot! He put his foot inside me!
Ugh. I like him.
I believe this is animated, and it sounds like family fare for Easter weekend.
It is. It's nice to have something that's animated that's not coming out of the Disney, Pixar, or DreamWorks type of angle from animation. This is a movie about sneakers, because when we were all younger, I mean, I go back to my youth and I think about Jordans were the big thing, and you couldn't wait to get that new pair of shoes on. And this is a young man who goes to a sneaker convention, and he happens to do the unprecedented. He wins a pair of brand new limited edition sneakers. They get separated, and there's a collector that's after them and trying to get them from him. So it's a matter of these two sneakers that were a pair, separated, one kind of traveling all over New York looking for the other. And it's kind of a fun little, just a fun thing for the young kids. It's not a something I'm going to say you're going to go to and remember forever and ever. I'm not going to talk about it in awards at the end of the year. But you're not going to be disappointed at all. It's upbeat, it moves, and it keeps the kids interested. I found myself enjoying sneaks more than I didn't. Voices in here include people like Martin Lawrence and Anthony Mackie, and really your two late lead roles. And Lawrence Fishburne plays the collector who's after these shoes. It's a great time, and quite frankly, if you're looking for something to get the kids out of the house, and over the weekend, sneaks isn't a bad place to go.
Huh. Well, as you know, Paul Hall, we often talk just a little bit about politics on this show, and there is a documentary called The Dark Money Game.
In Mexico, it's a bite. In China, it's tea money. In America, it's called campaign finance. Dark money led to the biggest case of political corruption in the history of Ohio.
In 2019, there was an investigation involving Matt Borges and Neil Clark. Neil had been one of the most powerful lobbyists in the history of the state.
Ready to people over.
All right. Well, I'm curious about this because I like Alex Gibney, who directed this. Alex Gibney has done exceptional documentaries in the past. Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room, among them, really, really good. But I, you know, this is one where I'm a little wondering, and Jane, you're probably going to disagree with me on this, of how fair the assessment of that particular Supreme Court verdict was, because your side has been complaining about Citizens United for a long time, right? That it's ruined everything in politics.
That and term limits in Missouri have really...
Well, on that we don't disagree. You seen this one, though, Paul?
I have. The Dark Money Game is kind of split up, at least for now, in two episodes, one being Ohio Confidential, which deals with the corruption case within the Ohio legislature, where First Energy kind of is thought of to have bought many people in the Ohio legislature. And, yeah, Citizens United is at the crux of kind of what went on here. And then there's a second part that's out now on Max as well called Wealth of the Wicked, which gets into more of the religious side and the Catholic Church and some of the other places where in the Christian churches where money gets involved and people change their views on things. I don't think conservatives are going to be happy watching this. But the thing about Gibney is he always puts together something quite interesting to watch. You may not agree with it, but he's going to tell you an interesting tale, and he definitely has a position before it's all said and done. I'm not going to tell you what that is, but it's a tough watch because it feels very long for an hour and a half that each one of them are. But if you can get through it, it's a very interesting look at money and politics, and it's something that I think people should check out. And I think he should go deeper and do more because there's more out there, not just the Ohio Republicans.
I'll watch it because I do have respect for Alex Gibney, but I also know how the politics in 99% of the documentaries out there go, and I just wonder if it'll be a completely fair assessment.
Does it get into the nonprofit industrial complex where you have all these nonprofits who are really just shadow political organizations?
Well, it's all those super PACs and gets into how to basically hide money within politics where you don't need to tell people who you are, but you can get money to people and checks being paid to people directly. I mean, the case is overwhelming here with the FBI, what they got in wiretaps as you go through Ohio Confidential, that it's just it's mind-boggling. Hmm. But you know it's not the only place that's going on, and you know it's not the only party that's doing
sure,
it.
So no doubt. Well, I'm curious about that, so I think I'm going to watch it. You got anything else? Because I want to talk about a couple things that are out there, but what else you got, Paul?
Yeah, let me mention briefly, new on-demand, Count Me In. I know you're a music fan, Mark, and Count Me In is something that had me smiling throughout. It's about drummers and drummers in the business.
Nice.
From every different band under the sun, from Nico McBrain, from Iron Maiden, to Stuart Copeland, to Chad Smith. This has really had me smiling because it's just guys and girls who have fun doing what they do. And then I just wanted to mention again, we're up to episode 3, and I know you and I have chatted a little bit about this. I know, Jane, you're checking it out. Mm-hmm. There's a new episode out today of Your Friends and Neighbors, episode 3 of eventually 9 that will be available in this. It'll go all the way up till Memorial Day before it's all said and done, of Your Friends and Neighbors, John Hamm. You know, this episode's title that you can check out today, Theoretical Herpes. Now, discuss amongst yourselves.
Well, a couple things. I like this show quite a bit, and I'm almost through the third episode because I started last night. I thought they also dropped the fourth episode, did they not?
Yeah, I thought, because I've seen 3.
Yeah, I think the fourth is also out there, Paul. I think
the fourth comes out on the 25th.
Okay.
That's definitely, we got...
I've seen 3, yeah.
Yeah. 3 are out as of earlier today, actually.
Well, I must have saw it wrong, but let's just talk about the show. I think this is really good work from John Hamm. And I've been, you know, kind of not all in on some of these shows this year, and I don't watch Severance and some of the things that people were raving about. I've given up even on The Bear season 3, but I thought the first 3 episodes of this were amongst the best I've seen this year.
I think you're going to love it as it goes on, too. I mean,
really good.
I'm up through episode 6. I refuse to watch episode 7 because obviously I have a little birdie that provides me with some stuff in advance. I have refused to watch episode 7 because I don't have access to episode 8 and 9 yet. So I don't want to be wanting for any period of time here, shall we say. But I think you'll like the way it moves through as the season progresses. We'll just say we deal with a lot of the different characters here. And a lot of these people, much like White Lotus, you can't really like them, but that doesn't mean they don't tell an interesting story.
Well, as we indicated, I talked about this a little earlier. John Hamm plays a guy by the name of Andrew Cooper, and he loses his wife, and his wife basically is now with an ex-NBA star
who's his best friend,
played by Mark Tallman. So he loses his house, then he loses his job at the hedge fund, and this is not really a spoiler because the whole show is kind of framed around this. He basically resorts to stealing like expensive watches and things like that from people that he's friends with or that he knows, and he turns it into a little, you know, cash-making industry because he's non-liquid. I think it's really intriguing, and I love the cast. Even, I was mentioning, Paul, I like Olivia Munn in this. I've never really been a fan of Olivia Munn, but I think they're onto something
here.
It's good to see John Hamm in a really good show again.
Yeah,
the thing about this, too, is he finds out more than just... He does more than just stealing things from his friends in the neighborhood. He finds out secrets that may be going on within the neighborhood as well. Things that you wouldn't know unless you're breaking into their house or... You know, finding some accomplices along the way.
There was quite a moment in episode 3 with that, with a woman that came home for sure. I loved it. All right, anything else we want to talk about? Jane, what else are you reading? Here's my challenge going into next week, okay? By next Friday, I need probably about 3 or 4 shows.
Oh, because you're going to be on a plane.
I'm going for a 9-hour plane ride and then another 3 hours to Greece and then coming back.
Yeah, we have to focus
on that. So, Paul, your mission between now and next week is to give me some good recommendations, probably episodic stuff just because then I get 8 or 9 episodes and I can watch it on the plane.
It's easy.
Did you ever watch Paradise?
You know, I'm not done with Paradise. I liked it. That's one I need to download the rest of because sometimes it gets into a situation where Becky and I watch some shows. I think a lot of couples do this together. And then I kind of went rogue on that one. And since she's not watching it, I haven't gone back yet. But I do like it quite a bit. Jane, you watched Paradise, right?
Yes, I liked it a lot.
Okay.
So I definitely, you should watch that one.
Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
We'll talk next Friday. You better get to work on my recommendations.
I'm on it.
All right, we'll see you. Frank Cusimano's coming up. The Blues start the playoffs tomorrow. The Cardinals have been pretty decent this week. That and more coming up.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Well, here we go. The Blues attempt to win another Stanley Cup, and they've been playing really strong, as we know, closing out the season, but they face the one seed in the Winnipeg Jets. Frank Cusimano from KSTK is with us this afternoon. Hey, let's knock off the one seed, right?
Yeah.
How hard can that be?
Yeah, in hockey it actually happens, Mark.
I know.
Basketball, it rarely happens. And, you know, look, I know the Winnipeg Jets had the best record in the league and the most points, but they're going to face the hottest team in the league since the Four Nations break. And they're coming in there with a goaltender who's won a Game 7 and just a beautiful chemistry about this team. But on the other side of the coin, Connor Hellebuck is going to win the Vezina Trophy for the third year in his unbelievable career. So they are loaded, and they've had nothing but disappointments in the postseason in their careers. And let's just hope they have one more in 2025.
Well, so are you concerned? Obviously, you win 12 in a row, you get spoiled, and then you lose a couple, and people start to get concerned. But are you concerned at all on how they finished these last few games?
Well, not the last one, but that one three-game skid right before the final one was a little disappointing. And they were playing without Dylan Holloway, and they still will play without Dylan Holloway. I don't think enough people are talking about it. He was one of their four best players all year, an electric scorer who wasn't afraid to hit people. And he's not going to play in this playoff, and maybe the second round, but he's not going to play this one against Winnipeg. And that's a major loss. So they've adjusted from that. Fortunately, Zach Bolduc and Jimmy Snuggerud have picked it up a little bit, but I don't think you can just flat out replace Dylan Holloway.
Yeah, well, that, and you just don't have a good handle on how severe that injury is, because they don't really have to say, do they?
Yeah, they don't. It's that nebulous lower body injury, but just the vibe I get. And he's actually skated a little bit, but I just don't think we're going to see him in this series.
All right, well, we're going to hope for our best. Well, they have, and I don't know how these hockey series work completely. Game one is tomorrow. It's 4:30, right? What about the next few?
Okay, the next one would be Monday, and then they come to St. Louis Thursday, and then St. Louis on Sunday, too. Then if games 5, 6, and 7 are necessary, they'll alternate those games.
Frank, if I recall correctly, we think back to 2019, and this was that opening round of the Cup playoffs. Of course, we all know what happened following that, but the Blues started off the first round in Winnipeg, and I think that they took the first two. Now, nobody's expecting St. Louis to be up 2-0 after two in this series, but talk about how big in hockey it is when you start on the road to be able to take one of those games, because then you have home ice advantage after that.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, if you were there the other night, But let me tell you, that home ice advantage in hockey, and they're all packed, and they're all crazy, and it's all really, really loud. That is just a – I mean, if you could steal one in Winnipeg, I'll tell you, if you asked Jim Montgomery right now, would you take one? I mean, in a heartbeat, he would take one. It is so tough to win on the road in National Hockey League playoff games.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Cardinals, because that's not really all bad news right now. They dropped the first one against the Mets. They've been a fun team. I was talking to Matt Pauly about this yesterday. Look, I think we can all kind of admit the last couple of years this team's been really boring and they can't score runs. They're a lot more fun to watch. We have won some series, Frank, so they're putting a little bit together here. I know we talked about on Monday the you know, the month of April and getting out of this at around 500. That's certainly possible right now.
Yeah, and it's another series that if you were able to go to New York and win two of the four, you'd take that in a heartbeat. And last night, Andre Pallante gave up four runs. He didn't pitch badly. He pitched six innings and gave up four runs. That was the most runs given up by a Cardinal starter in nine games. That's the good news. The bad news is Miles Michaelis is going tonight, and I don't know if he can do the same thing. But offensively, you're absolutely right. They had the leading batting average in the major leagues going into that game last night, hitting 280. That was their batting average, which is really good in 2025. But they only managed three hits last night. I will say this. This Brendan Donovan is absolutely insane. This hitting streak is now up to 13. He's batting 373. I got to tell you something, Mark. He gave me he gave the whole media kind of like an analysis of how he approaches each at-bat, and he sounded like a Harvard grad.
Wow.
It was just beautiful. I understood like half of it, but he is really an eloquent and erudite baseball player who happens to have great bat-to-ball skills also.
What do you know? I'm hearing from my sources in Como that we picked up another quarterback, Drink did, from Pennsylvania, a guy named Gavin Sidwar. You know anything about that?
I do not. We're talking about a high school player?
Yeah, this would be for 26.
Four-star, I think.
Oh, 26.
Four-star,
wow.
Yeah.
Anybody got another? Yeah, that's really good. The only thing I'm hearing from Columbia right now is that there's going to be a real battle at that quarterback spot. Everybody thought the guy from Penn State, Prabuya, is going to come in and win it. But Sam Horn throws a really good ball, and he's been in that program a long time. So we'll see about that battle.
All right, what's coming up on Sunday night show?
Okay, a couple things. We're going to talk with the guy who's really been like the major reason for the Cardinals hitting the ball well. Their hitting coach, Brant Brown. We're going to talk with one of the greatest basketball players ever from this area, LaFonso Ellis, and we'll talk hockey with the former goaltender from Parkway South, Mike McKenna, who played in the league with eight different teams. He's a real smart guy. He'll break down the playoffs for us.
We didn't mention City. We've kind of ignored them a little bit, but they're in action this weekend as well. Where do they sit with everything right now?
Well, they're not. It's not a good spot right now. They've lost their last four. They have one goal in those four games. They'll host Vancouver tomorrow night. Let's hope things change for them.
All right, Frank. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Frank.
All right.
Happy Easter.
Appreciate it. Yeah, happy Easter. All right, well, that wraps up everything here for Jane's part of the program with us as we
will
head
be
into
sad.
Easter weekend. I know that you're going to be overdosing on Peeps this weekend and enjoying Easter with the family. We already went over the ham issue. And Ethan, where do you stand on hams? Did you weigh in on that?
I think that Easter dinner as a whole, out of all of the major holidays that we gather for meals for, is the most underwhelming. Ham is fine. It's okay, but there's nothing special about it.
I'm taking him on our side, Mark, for that.
Yeah,
I didn't hear where everyone else was at.
I'm anti ham.
You're anti ham.
Yeah, Fred and Jane pro ham.
I'm not necessarily like.
You're being
wishy washy.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm being.
Make
I'm
a
being,
decision.
I'm being the equivalent of Gavin Newsom. Okay, that's
yes,
what
wow.
I'm being.
You are actually.
Wow,
I can go for it if it's there. But I'm not going to hardcore advocate that it needs to
right.
be.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that. I think that's a fair
brunch.
Assessment.
Brunch.
Nothing beats
we agree
brunch.
On.
Nothing beats brunch.
Yeah.
Well,
brunch
have a
good.
Great Easter weekend, Jane, and we will see you next Friday before I head off to Greece. which I'm going to be gone for a little bit on that. We got a variety of people, I think, filling in. We're taking a break here at the top of the hour. We mentioned movies with Paul Hall, but I'm very excited, and a lot of people should be. The movie that is based on the life of John O'Leary is going to open a little bit later this week. I was at a fish fry, and somebody came up to me a couple of weeks ago, Jane. I think it was at Queen of All Saints, and they knew John, and we were talking about John, and I said, you know what? Somebody just raised this question. When is that movie coming out? And we Googled it, and it didn't seem definitive. And then this week, I saw John post on Facebook, and for people who don't know his story, you want to make sure you tune in the next hour. He's coming up at 5:25. He set himself on fire. He probably, by all accounts, should be dead. Shouldn't have survived this, but Jack Buck, the legendary Cardinals announcer, played an immense role in his recovery. William H. Macy plays Jack Buck
so
in
cool.
the movie,
is,
and
yeah.
John's going to fill us in. You know, the other thing about it is they filmed it here in St. Louis, and
yeah.
that's very unusual since the tax credits went away. They really haven't made films, but as I remember John telling the story, and I'll ask him about this in the next hour, the director came to kind of get the feel for the whole story and said, oh, we have to do this. We have to do it here.
Oh,
so,
that's nice.
For authenticity.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jane. We'll see you next weekend. We'll take a break here, get to Fox News at the top of the hour, and we'll also visit with Brad Young after the top of the hour. He's going to hang out after his appearance on the roundtable. That's coming up as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.